Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I don't like the way Savannah look at LeBron. I like the way them white women look at LeBron. We're just looking at like couples and people in the league. And then we was talking about how LeBron do the little handshake with Savannah. And then I came, I was like, maybe I notice shit that people don't notice. But I'm like, they was like talking about, what if you had LeBron money? I'm like, man, he one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Right.
But I wouldn't want to trade places with him. And they was like, why not? Why you wouldn't want to play? I say, because I don't like the way Savannah look at LeBron. I like the way them white women look at LeBron. Like, when soon as he walk out there, they just be like, oh, oh, oh. They be dicked out. But it's like, I noticed when he go do the handshake with the main player on his team, which is that, it's like, you act like I'm bothering you, bitch. Like,
right.
Your woman should be your biggest fan, your biggest supporter. But it's the difference between a stranger who's a fan and a significant other. They behave in two totally different ways. And we shouldn't expect them to behave in the same way. Like, this woman, this is that probably that fan's first time ever seeing LeBron in person. Savannah lays in the bed with LeBron every night. She's been knowing this man since she was in high school. They've been in a relationship. I can't say that I expect her to act like some random fan that's never seen LeBron in person. She should have the same type of energy and surprise and look in her eyes as them. That's just a wild expectation. And that would be extremely, extremely draining if that's the way your wife acted every single day, every moment you saw her was some strange fan, some lunatic fan that can't control herself. Can you not realize how draining that would be from your significant other? He's going to be like, yo, you need to relax. Like, because this is looking fake. Quite honestly, you want your partner to exude realness. You know, you want that partner. Savannah provides comfort to him. He is involved with all this chaos on a daily basis. And when he comes home, she's his peace. That's one thing that Kevin Gates is leaving out is peace. A man appreciate peace at a high level. And it's apparent to me when I look in their relationship that she not alone handles a lot of things behind the scenes, but she allows him to be able to have peace. And a crazed fan that you're comparing her to, if she acted like that, he would have no peace. So I don't understand where homie coming from with this. Then he like calling her a bitch and all this stuff like that. You're trying to act like you got respect for LeBron, but if you calling his lady a bitch, you obviously don't have respect for him at all. I don't care what type of context you have it in. I would never call one of my homies or a peer, anybody that I know on any type of level, I would never reference their woman as a bitch out of the respect for them. But let's keep listening.
Like, right. I'm the greatest player in the world, one of them. Like, top five, top 10, I'm one of them. And I'm in the playoffs. And you act like the warden of the jail. Like, you came here to police me. Like, you ain't, like, you not dicked out like these white women is dicked out about me in here. Like, so, like.
What? she ain't dicked out like these white women. Maybe she ain't dicked out because she getting dicked out. These white women are imagining and hoping that they could get dicked out in some type of way. Like, any man would love for their woman to show, be happy to see him. Yes, I agree with that, but it's to a certain degree. It seems to me that Savannah always allowed LeBron to have the spotlight. She never tried to act the fool or never lose her composure to take the shine off of him. If she was acting like this, it would just come off as if she's seeking attention, trying to get the attention off of him by acting all extra. We've seen this in other people's wives where they seem to be acting real extra because they want the spotlight that their husband have. When that spotlight is not for them, that's not the spotlight that they earned. You got your own spotlight in a different manner. And it's important for a significant other, a wife or husband, to understand their role and also understand how to play their position. Something that I always respected about Savannah James was it seemed like she always played her position accurately. She always handled herself in class. I don't know how Kevin Gates want her to act. Maybe he wanted to act like either a hood chick or some ditzy white girl. But she don't fit the bill for that in any way from what I've seen. I've seen her. It looked like whenever I seen them together, it seemed like she's smiling. She having a good time with him. She like she love him. I never seen her looking like she's being a warden when she walks in the room. I see them walking by each other, smiling and playing, giving their daps. Like, everybody love don't look the same. Everybody love language don't speak to strangers. It ain't for you to understand. And quite honestly, it don't look complicated to me either. It looks like they're happy. Look at the family that they're raised. They already got two boys that look like they're both going to be in the NBA. Two black boys. This is a black successful man with a black woman, and you're comparing her to a white woman as if this black successful man should have never had kids with a black woman. He should have been with this strange white woman who's acting the fool in front of these cameras. What type of comparison is that? This is disappointing coming from a man talking like this, to be quite honest. I cannot respect or go along with anything that he's saying in this. And this is not on for LeBron's sake. This is just out of pure integrity when I'm looking at something unbiased with nothing, with no ill will in my heart. I don't know if he tried to speak to Savannah or something. She didn't speak to him. And he felt disrespected, so he wanted to come out here and try to go in on her in some type of way. It definitely seemed like it's stemming from somewhere, not from him trying to protect LeBron. It feels like something happened with him and her where she didn't recognize him or pay him any type of attention of any sort. It definitely don't seem like he's just trying to step up for LeBron and feel sorry for LeBron that he's being mistreated by his wife. That don't even sound right. Because historically, Savannah James has been like the ideal woman. She should be a case study for every single wife that comes into the NBA. If you want a superstar husband.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, bro. Because when I've been around that dude just, his spirit so loving and giving, it hurt me. It hurt me to see that. Like, you down there jacked away from my partner, man. Don't you, man, you dive on the floor behind that nigga, man. Dive on the floor behind it. But, you know, like, I know a lot of people gonna hate what I just said, but I'm gonna be honest, like, if everybody like me, then I'm pussy, so we can do whatever you want to do about it. I'm gonna die about everything I say, so I love LeBron, and I hate that for him, bro. I hate that he gotta go through that.
Kevin Gates trying to say he's real. He's a real one. He's not pussy because he's speaking on another man's wife and he's going to stand on it. He's trying to make the audience feel as if, hey, you should respect me for doing this because I'm the only one that's brave enough to speak on this particular situation because of the level that LeBron is on when it comes to elites in basketball, when it comes to notoriety and their family. He's trying to make it seem as if that, hey, look at me. I'm the realest. I'm the real one. We cannot translate being a gossiper, making up something as being a real man. Honestly, this is female tendencies in which Kevin Gates is exuding. This is real female-like to just come up and stir something up for no reason. And then not just female as a whole. I'm talking about a toxic female because females with sense, females with morals, females with standards, they don't behave like this either. He's acting like a hood female, toxic female. And he's trying to convince the youth and men to feel as if that this is something that should be respected. And he's a real one for that. And he's not pussy. To be quite honest, in this moment, you are the exact thing of pussy because you are acting like a hood female. That has absolutely no sense. That just wants to stir up drama over nothing. You're trying to convince the public that she do not love or respect her husband because she's not crawling on the floor behind him. She's only giving him a dap and smiling in his face. That is very weird. We cannot try to make this as real. We cannot make men jumping online, looking in their phone, talking about other people's relationships unwarranted without any type of reason. We can't try to make that real. No, you are pussy for doing something like that. You are pussy. Why are you talking about this woman? Like, this is very weird. I've seen many cases where women, yes, they deserve to be talked about. But you just can't talk about anybody for any reason. When we see a woman is doing great things, we should salute them. Because, like, if you're going by this terminology that Kevin Gates saying, like, what the hell can a woman do right if Savannah James is a problem? Like, that is just weird. Like, we got to celebrate these great women because there are some great women out here. We got to celebrate them. And I feel Savannah James is one that deserves to be celebrated. Now, all the other ones that need to be talked about, that we need to pass on some game to, we need to come on these platforms and make sure that the rest understand that what they're doing is whack. We need to talk about that because we're not just out here trying to gossip at that point. We're trying to help others. We're trying to help other women not to fall into the same alignment that these toxic women were in. It's not about attacking that particular person. It's trying to point out things for the public to avoid. That's how we try to reach the highest point here. It's not about just talking about celebrities. It's about talking about these situations where we can carry ourselves differently because we all have some similarities. We all can learn from these type of situations. But what Kevin Gates is doing, we got to keep it real. This is lame behavior. But let's keep listening.
As a man, I hate that he got to go through that, bro. In the playoffs. In the fucking playoffs. Your main player act like it just you have a look on your face like, I could be doing more. Like, what more? Like, I loved you for you. Like, when I met you, you look like Lamar Odom. Like, babe, don't laugh at that. I'm not trying to be funny, babe.
Yo, let's keep it real. Savannah James, one of the baddest in the game. And that's respectfully. Like, she's a natural, beautiful young lady. And she's not just beautiful because of her appearance. She's beautiful because of the way she handles herself. She seems like a true individual. I never met this woman in my life. I never seen her in person. I'm just going off of what I see, what I've heard, what I've seen, how she carries herself in interviews, how her children look at her, how they respect her, how her husband look at her, how he respect her, how her husband always put her at a high regard, How can I put her at a low regard when all the people around her put her at such a peak? How can I do that? How can I bring myself to do something like that? That would make absolutely no sense. You just pulling stuff out the air at this point for no reason. Like, I don't know, like, it don't make sense. You guys let me know if I'm tripping and if you feel that Kevin Gates is just right. Because I want to understand. I want to hear your side of this because it's not making sense to me, to be completely honest. It's like, I don't know what he expect her to do. Like, yo, if my woman was acting like a weird fan, I would be very uncomfortable. I'd be like, yo, you embarrassing right now. Like, what are you doing? Like, I want you to be happy, but I don't want you to be just crawling on the floor like Kevin Gates talking about. That's just going to look fake. I respect authenticity. And everything about Savannah seemed to be very authentic to me. She's not trying to be extra. She's not trying to play no type of way in front of no cameras. Like, when you see them on their little Snapchats, how they talking and conversing when they're in their home, she pretty much moves the same way when they out. She seemed very laid back and chill. She, like, a lot of time introverts get in relationships with extroverts because they're in two different spaces. That extrovert can move and be whoever he or she needs to be because that introvert is never trying to take their shine because they shine in a whole different type of way without the light in the space, without the light in the world, because they got the light inside. They have the light inside. They don't need to be in this spotlight in the world because that's not what they cherish. That's not what they hold up most. They care about their synergy, their inside, their home, what's important to them. They're not out here trying to put on no show for nobody else because their core is what's the most important to them. Not the strangers. Like, you're running on the internet talking to strangers about something that don't even make sense. He called a man wife a bitch. He said the man wife looks like Lamar Odom. And also in the same breath, he's trying to make it seem as if that he's taking up for LeBron. How is that taking up for LeBron when you disrespecting his wife in every manner? In every manner. I see some people on the net trying to make something up. It's just some pure haters out here in this world that no one can please. They're going to always try to pick out something negative. Like, I seen people saying now, oh yeah, he's right. It seemed like they never been happy. Are y'all kidding me? How? If it seemed like they never been happy in your eyes, it's probably because your eyes has never seen a glimpse of happiness, true happiness yourself. So when you do see it, it's unrecognizable. And that's no fault of no one else's. It's just you need to learn. It's just you need to go and try to find your happiness so you can recognize it when you see it. But anyway, man, you guys let me know your thoughts on this whole thing. Do you think Kevin Gates is keeping it 100? Do you think he's a real one? Do you think he took up for LeBron James in this situation? Do you feel like he's tripping? Do you think he should have never came out of his mouth talking about Savannah James in these ways? Do you feel like you kind of in the middle? Do you feel like, hey, yeah, you kind of agree that LeBron never really looked happy with his wife? His wife never really looked happy with him. Because I tell you what, his wife could definitely try to take the same route as Tom Brady's wife did. That's a white woman Kevin Gates, that you keep putting up trying to say that the black women should act like. And look what happened to him. She was being patient for a while, but her patience ran out and she left that man because he kept chasing his goal, his aspirations. But LeBron James has came out and said himself that Savannah James allow him to do what he needs to do, allows him to be selfish when it comes to him chasing his greatness. And she take care of the family, being there for their support. And we dare try to say that she's not worthy. That don't make sense to me. I really feel like that should be respected and saluted. But anyway, man, you guys let me know your thoughts. Please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Make sure you put some comments in here. I love to hear you guys' thoughts and insight. Until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.